the howl of Typhoon Infa sailing Zhejiang and Hangzhou, China, and the monsoons deluging India brought havoc, not relief, to the parched tea lands this month. Record rainfalls in central China's Henan province forced the evacuation of 1 million people and swamped or swept away cultivars used to make prized green tea. Tea retailers Hey Tea and Nuyuki pledged a combined 1.5 million to a local charity in Zhengzhou for flood control and disaster relief. In India, superheated air from a heat wave that killed thousands, now heavily laden with moisture, traveled north, causing flooding. The Himalayas have been warming for years. Melting ice trapped in 15,000 glaciers is receding at 100 to 200 feet per year, saturating the soil, contributing to landslides, and to the destruction of two dams in February that killed 200 people. In Nepal, entire villages have been forced to migrate to lower lands to avoid once frozen, now flowing glacial lakes. Consider for a moment the leaves that sustain the tea industry. Currently, the soil under their feet is either soggy and unstable or dry and unyielding. Tea is heat tolerant up to a point, but growth of new leaves stops at 95 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 35 degrees centigrade. Insect infestations such as the red mite are now more common. Fungal and bacteria-borne diseases are harder for the plants to combat. Leaves of clonal tea bushes cascade to the ground at temperatures above 40 degrees centigrade. Without rain, cells at the core of the trunk contract, no longer able to transport water from the soil. Branches turn brittle. Death quickly follows. Now consider China, the world's largest tea producer. In the immediate future, leaves basking in the sun benefit, especially in the northern regions where long winters and frost limit yields. In a March 2021 article in the journal Environmental Research Letters, researchers there concluded that both heat and cold extremes were associated with significantly reduced tea yields long term. Quote, in the present climate, dominating cold extremes influence more than half of China's tea production, with a maximum of 56% reduced annual production. Climate warming may diminish the negative impacts of cold extremes, they write. However, reduced yields in regions subject to intensified heat extremes will emerge. In the colder region, dry roots withstand frost better than wet, but sustained heat is fatal. In a country that produces billions of kilos of tea, losses are estimated from 14% to 26% at the Yangtze River and in southern China regions. The authors write that, quote, increasing heat extremes pose the most challenging changes for tea production in China. We expect up to 10 to 24% heat-induced yield loss in Chongqing, Hunan, Anhui, and Zhejiang. China accounts for 41% of global production. India contributes 21% and Kenya 8%. All three are impacted. A decline in yield of this magnitude would make quality tea scarce, and while quantities will be sufficient to meet domestic needs, little will be left for export. As quality declines, consumer taste will shift to competing beverages. Tea is one of the most important cash crops in developing countries, and as a result, tea cultivation is of considerable socioeconomic importance for the alleviation of rural poverty. In China, about 80 million people are employed in the production of tea. Smallholders, who contribute more than half the volume of tea grown in India and Kenya, will be unable to irrigate or relocate to higher, cooler elevations. The World Bank has warned that climate change could sharply diminish living conditions for up to 800 million of those living in South Asia.